Hello and welcome everybody. My name is Nanamouse. There's been some, quite a few games that's come by recently, and I had to pick a couple of them up and start playing with them myself. And of course, a few of them I got addicted to. For those that really know me very much, I'm not much into games a lot, but I found one particular game I just got addicted to, and I absolutely love it. And I want to share it with you guys because I think some of you may end up liking this as well. So the app is called RoboE. It's spelled RoboE. And RoboE is more of a puzzle and logical kind of game. It isn't like a dice game or a card game or a shooting up kind of game, but primarily a strategy and thinking out the moves you have to do before you implement it. And the cool thing about this is that it is a paid app, which you obviously of course can find in the App Store, but it's very cheap. It's 99 cents US dollars, and it comes with just hundreds of levels, and that's what makes it really cool and interesting and a lot of fun. So I'm going to introduce you to RoboE, and I'm just going to complete probably just the first three levels so I can get you the idea of what RoboE is all about. But let's go ahead and bring up my device here.
1034. Slide to unlock.
Okay.
Mail. RoboE.
There's RoboE.
Double tap to open.
All right. I'm going to double tap on RoboE.
Welcome to RoboE. Explore the screen to get instructions. When using VoiceOver, each object on screen will provide an explanation of its purpose. For instance, RoboE is your player and he will tell you how to move him. Once you have moved past the first two tutorial levels, you will no longer get the instructions at each step.
Okay, so that's the introduction. When you first open up RoboE for the very first time, it's going to give you that set of instructions. So basically, just it's going to help you out in the first two levels, how to get around. But I also won't be there to help you along too, so you can get a better idea how to move RoboE and get the balls into the energy ring. Alright, let's go ahead and hit OK.
Explore the screen to get instruction. OK button.
And how do I get to the OK is that I am swiping to the right or flicking to the right until I hit the OK button. Double tap on OK.
Well, stop balls from getting lost in space, but they also stop RoboE.
Alright, the first thing we need to know is the layout of the screen. And the very top right hand corner.
Level 1, 5 squares wide, 5 squares high, 1 ball.
It tells me more about what I'm looking at on the screen. So we're at level 1. It says 5 screen wide, 5 screen high, 1 ball. So that means that there is a grid, a 5x5, with 1 ball. Okay, we'll get back to that in a few moments. Now towards the bottom left.
Reset level button.
Is the reset level. Anytime you feel like you got yourself in a predicament position where you just want to restart that particular level, you just double tap on that and that'll restart the level. Okay, and I flick to the right from here.
Undo move button.
Is the undo move. So if you, once again, if you got yourself in a predicament and you want to take back your very last move, you just double tap on that to undo your move. One more to the flick to the right.
Help and settings button.
Is the help and settings. And then one more to the flick to the right.
Level select button.
Is the level select. The level select, I'll go ahead and go in here. I accomplished a few, but we're going to go back to the very first level so I can show you what I've done. I'm going to double tap on level select.
Levels and level sets. Back button.
There's a back button at the top left, and as I flick to the right.
RoboE available levels and level sets. Heading.
All right.
Ampaja, 34 levels. Heading.
Okay, in this particular package, there's 34 levels. If you were to scroll down past the 34th level, there are other packages that people have created just for their RoboE, so you can just double tap on those packages and then open up with even more levels that you can accomplish. I don't know the actual number that comes with it, but I believe it's in the 200s and something. So with that, it's well worth the 99 cents, my thought. But as I flick to the right.
Level 1. High score. 1 pushes. 1 moves.
So it tells me I completed it with 1 move, 1 push. So you can keep coming back to the level if you want to try it again and try to do it with less steps and see if you can beat your previous record.
Level 2. High score. Three pushes, 10 moves.
Three pushes, 10 moves. And I'm flicking to the right.
Level 3, high score. Three pushes, 14 moves.
And so, and so on. If you want to redo those levels, all you have to do is just double tap on that level. So if I want to do level 2 again, you just double tap on level 2, and boom, you go right back into level 2, and you can redo that again. Further down the list, of course.
Level 10, high score, never, solved.
If it says never, it means obviously I have not played that level yet. So, that just gives you an idea how you can jump around back to different levels and try to either redo them, or you can jump forward. So even though I haven't, let's just say I'm at level 5, and I haven't done level 5, I have not completed, doesn't mean you have to go and seek, you know, in order. That's not the case. You can go directly to any level that you want, so you can go straight to 10 if you wish. All right, the top left is the back button.
Level 1, high score, Mpaja, 34 levels, F back button.
There's the back button. I'm going to double tap on the back.
Level 1, level select.
Alright, we're now back to the bottom right hand corner where is the level select. Now if I flick back once,
help and settings button.
There's the help and settings. And within here, if you double select this,
introduction, heading level 2.
Basically it's just a tutorial. It's a great tutorial. I highly encourage everybody to read it so you get a better basic idea what you're doing in this game. And there's a lot of details in here. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I will just let it read the first paragraph here so you can get a better idea of what the game is about.
Roboe is tasked with cleaning up toxic waste from the galaxy. To do that, he needs to push all the red waste balls on top of the yellow energy rings to activate their transfer to hyperspace. Unfortunately, his positronic brain is confused after a nearby supernova went off. Can you help Roboe in his task?
So, basically, you have to take these balls and put it into the energy ring, and that's how you accomplish each level. And if you want to, you can keep flicking to the right.
Moving. Heading level 3.
And I'll explain how to move things around and things like that, which I'm going to do for you anyway. Now, to get out of this tutorial, I believe...
The balls can only be to go back button.
It is the bottom left-hand corner. You have to hit the go back.
Go back button.
So we'll go back.
Help and settings button.
So we just did the help and settings.
Undo move button.
And I explained the undo.
Reset level.
And I explained the reset level. Let's go ahead and take a look at the layout once again. If you recall, at the top left of the level.
Level 1. 5 squares wide, 5 squares high, 1 ball.
So there's 1 ball, 5 by 5. And you're going to see, I'm going to start on the right side of the screen.
Wall. Wall stop balls from getting lost in space.
So,
but they also stop Roboe.
It stops Roboe of going outside the walls, of course, and keeps the ball from going out in the wall. So you're basically trapped inside of a box. So this particular case is 5x5. So that's number one. If I
wall stop balls from getting lost in space.
Let's see how far up here.
Wall stop balls from getting lost in space.
Wall number one on the first.
But they also stop Roboe.
So at the top right hand corner, so I can count down 5. Two, three, four, five.
Wall stop balls
so that's,
lost in space.
I'm going from top to bottom on the far side, the right side. So it gives you an idea that's the wall on that side. And of course, it's 5 wide. So that was the first one you just heard on the bottom right.
Wall stop balls from getting lost in space.
So basically, I hope that you get the better idea now. This is just a box, and inside the box are empty spaces.
Empty. You can move to an empty square.
So there's an empty space
if
there.
For Roboe, empty. You can move
there's
to an empty
space
square
there. And so you gotta touch.
Roboe,
you have to
here.
Touch around and
balls,
feel your way around. It's much
squares.
Easier for me to do that. Then it's just to be flicking right and left, so you get a better idea what's going on. But I know exactly where everything is because right in the bottom center of the box, towards the bottom.
Energy ring. Roboe needs to push all the balls over an energy ring.
There's the energy ring, and right above that.
Ball. Waste
there's
ball.
The ball.
Roboe needs to push all the balls over an energy ring.
Okay.
Energy ring. Roboe needs to push all the balls over an energy ring.
So it tells you you need to push the ball into the energy ring.
Ball.
Right
waste
above
ball.
That.
Roboe need to push all the balls up Roboe.
It's
Roboe
Roboe.
Is your player. He must push the balls over the energy rings. Remember, he can only push, not pull. He only has the strength to push one ball at a time. Roboe can move horizontally and vertically unless blocked by an object. You can move by 3-finger swipe to the direction of move, or by double tapping on an empty square.
Okay. Now, if you could just think to your mind, we're looking at a 5x5 box. Towards the bottom, there's the energy ring. Right above that is a ball. Right above that is Roboe. You can do two things to move. Obviously, this is an extremely easy level, so all we have to do is just push the ball forward into the ring. And to do that, because the ball is above the ring, it has to go down. So you can either double tap on, if Robo E is pointing, he's on top of the ball. So if you remember, it's Robo E, the ball, and the energy ring. I can do a three-finger swipe down, and that will automatically push. Robo E will go in that direction, and since he's going that direction, it's going to push the ball into the ring. Or if you double tap on the ring, it will push the ball into the ring because you're double tapping on the bottom. So in this case, I'm going to use my three fingers and pull down. So I'm going to go from the top down, swipe down.
Well done. One pushes, one moves.
So I achieve level one with one push, one move. So the ball is now in energy. We just solved level one. Let's go back up top.
One pushes, one moves.
Okay. Oh, I forget. We're in an alert box, so we have to hit OK. I'm flicking to the right.
OK, button.
All right. I hit double tap OK.
Well, stop balls from getting lost in space.
All right. Now,
but they also stop
let's go back to the top left.
Level two. Five squares wide, six squares high, one ball.
So we're going to up the ante a little bit. It's five wide, six high with one ball. Again, it's a square box. Let's see if I can't find the energy ring.
Well, stop empty. You can move empty. Well, stop balls. Well, empty. Ball. Waste ball. Robo, we need to push all the balls over an energy ring.
All right, I found
to
the
push,
ball.
You, empty. You can move to an empty. Well, empty. You, Robo, we. Robo, we is your player. Well, stop. Well, stop. Empty. Ball. Empty, empty. Well,
stop. Ball. I gotta find it.
Well, empty. You can move. Empty. You can empty. Well, stop balls from getting energy ring. Robo, we needs to push all the balls over
all
an energy
right.
ring. Well, stop balls, energy, well, energy ring. Whilst energy ring. Robo-E. Robo-E
okay.
is your player.
I had to figure around, and I apologize for that. So basically, the 5x6.
You can move by three fingers swipe to the direction of move, or by double tapping on an empty square.
What I found out is that the top left is the energy ring.
Level two, five, energy ring.
There's the energy ring at the top left of the box, and right below that is
Robo-E.
Is Robo E. If
he
I go down,
the energy rings. Empty.
There's
you
an empty,
an empty square by double tapping
and
it.
Gotta go
it
to the right.
He will ball.
There's
waste
the ball.
Robo, need to push all
so
the balls
how
over an energy ring.
You do
to
this?
You
well,
need to have Robo E next to a ball and do the push either by double tapping the ball or swiping to the direction of the push.
Okay, so we're gonna have to push the ball into the ring. So I'm gonna try to do my best here.
Well,
Robo.
Robo E is your well, stop balls from getting lost. Robo E.
Okay.
Well,
there's a wall to the right of
Robo E.
And there's a wall to the left of Robo E. So that means I need to go look below Robo E. That's empty. I'm going
to
double tap on the empty space. The
Robo
E just went down one spot. Let's see what's going on to the right of Robo E. There's the ball. But I can't push to the right because it'll push it against the wall. So what I need to do is I need to go around the ball.
You can move by three fingers swipe to the direct.
Hush. I need to go around the ball to the right side of the ball so I can push the ball to the left and then I can push it up towards the ring at the top left. So I gotta go around the ball, so Robo E needs to go down.
Robo E. Robo E is empty. You can move
down,
to
and then Robo E needs to go to the
Robo
right of that.
Player. Empty. You can move to
and then
Robo-E.
One more to the
Robo-E
right.
Is empty. You can move to
and then Robo E needs to go back
Robo-E
up.
Is, well, while stop balls empty, you can move to an.
All right, now.
Robo-E
is at the very far right side of the box.
Remember,
and to the left of Robo-E is the ball. There's the ball. And next to the left of the ball is an empty box.
All right,
so
if the way is clear for Robo-E, well,
I'm going to have
Robo-E
push the ball to the left. I'm going to use my three fingers and swipe to the left. All right. I just did it, so let's
empty.
See.
You can move to an empty. Empty ball. Waste ball. Robo E.
There we go.
Robo E. Robo E is your player.
He
must push
right.
the balls over the empty. Ball. Waste
all
ball.
Right, now we got
Robo-E
the ball.
Need to push all the balls over center of screen.
The ball is now on the left side of the screen, and Robo should be to the right side of the ball still.
Empty. You can move to an empty. Ball. Robo E.
All right.
Robo E is your player. He must push
now.
The balls over the energy rings. Remember.
Now I gotta go up with the ball, because there's the ball there, and right above the ball is an empty box, and right above that is the energy ring. So, let's go back to Roboe. I'm gonna go down with the Roboe, so I just went down one, and Robo needs to go one left to another empty box. Alright, now, Robo.
Roboe is your player. He met ball.
Roboe is now below the ball, so Roboe is at the bottom, and the ball is right above him. And now I got
to push
up twice into the energy ring. So I'm going
to
do three fingers up. There's move number one, and we do it one more time. It should be an energy ring. Bingo. So I did it in 10 moves. Not bad. All right. Now we are ready to go to level 3. And that'll be the last level I'm going to show you in this podcast. Some of you have expressed they couldn't figure out how to get past level 3, and I'm going to show you something that I found out that will help you to get past level 3. And then from that point on, you got to use your mind and try to figure that out. But you're always feel free to come to Applebee's and leave a comment if you're stuck on a particular level. I'm sure somebody will be able to help you out in solving that puzzle for you. All right, let's go to flick to the right.
3 pushes, 10 moves.
So we did.
Well done. 3 pushes, 10 moves.
3 pushes and 10 moves. Not bad. All right, flick to the right.
Okay, button.
There's the okay button. All right, now we're in level 3. Find the top level left.
Level 3. 5 squares wide, 5 squares high. 2 balls.
Now we have 2 balls. But it's smaller, so it's a 5x5 still. But now I have 2 balls. And I know this puzzle pretty well, so I'm going to go down to the middle bottom of the box.
Ball. Ball.
There's the ball there. Right above that ball.
Ball.
Is another ball. And above that ball.
Roboe.
Is Roboe. Okay. Now I'm going to go back down to the second ball.
Ball.
Down.
Ball. Ball. Ball.
Okay, there's the ball. So there's a wall below that first ball. Now, to the left of this first ball is the
energy ring.
There's a ring there.
Ball.
There's my ball to the right of that ring. And if I go right one more time, there's another
energy ring.
All right, here's the deal. Each of these rings can only contain one ball at a time. It's not like it falls into a hole and then you can reuse the ring. That doesn't work in this game. So I got to figure out how to get the 2 balls into the 2 rings without getting in trouble. I'm going to show you how to solve this puzzle here. And since Roboe is at the very top, what I end up having to do
Roboe.
Is I went look at my left.
Well, Roboe, empty.
It's an empty space. I went to the left.
Empty.
And down below that is empty. Now Roboe is now on the left side of the second ball. So if I look to the right of me right now,
ball.
There's that second ball, and right below that ball,
ball
is a ball. And then left of that ball
energy ring
is a ring. What I didn't know is that when I go back up,
Roboe.
I can take Roboe and
energy ring.
Put him into
Roboe
the energy ring. I didn't know that. I figured I'd fall in the hole and die. That's not the case. So with this case, now the ball is to my right. And to the right of that is an energy ring. So I'm going to push Roboe to, I'm going to take my 3 fingers and swipe it to the right. And now, if I checked it,
ball on energy ring.
The ball is now in the energy ring. Now,
Roboe
is just left of that ball.
Well, energy ring.
And the energy ring is empty, just left of Roboe. Now, above Roboe
ball.
Is a ball. Now, I got to go back to get the ball into the ring. Now, how I do this? Well, I have to go all the way around the ball because I need to push the ball,
ball
to the left because there's an empty spot there. And then
energy
technically,
ring.
I can push it down on top of the energy. So let's take Roboe and go back to the left. Now he's on top
Roboe
of the energy.
Energy
and it's going to go up one, up two.
Center of screen. Empty. Roboe.
Okay.
Roboe.
He's at the top left-hand corner. Now I'm going to go
empty.
To the center of the ring. Okay,
ball.
Now
Roboe.
Roboe is just now above the second ball. So let's go to the top right-hand corner of the box.
Empty.
is empty. I'm going to move RoboE to that corner.
Rope empty.
And then
ball on empty. RoboE.
Right empty. Below that is an empty spot. Alright.
RoboE.
Now, RoboE is now located at the right side of the box. So, to his left is a ball.
Ball.
RoboE. Okay. And below him is the ball.
Ball on energy ring.
The ball is already in the energy ring. So, that was the first one. So,
empty.
We need to push the ball to the left. So, I'm going to use my three fingers and go left. There we go.
RoboE.
Now, the ball should be at the very far left.
Energy ring. Ball.
There's a ball.
RoboE.
To the right of that is my RoboE, so he's in the middle. So RoboE needs to get on top of that ball and push it down into the ring. So
empty. Wall. 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 Energy ring. Empty. RoboE.
Okay. I gotta move him up.
Empty.
You just went up RoboE. To the middle box. And now he's gonna go to the top left.
Empty.
Now
RoboE.
RoboE should be at the top left.
RoboE.
And right below him should be the ball.
Ball.
There's a ball. And right below that should be the energy ring.
Energy ring.
There you go. All we gotta do is just swipe down to push it into the energy ring.
Well done. 3 pushes, 14 moves.
3 push, 15 moves to accomplish level 3. So that is how you get RoboE to go around and stuff like that. Alright, well that's pretty much RoboE for you. I pretty much discussed everything I think I had to say for you on this. It is very simple, as in terms of the layouts and all the things that you were able to see at the bottom, where you could reset the level, or you can undo a move, or you can select at different levels, and so on and so on. So I hope this was a very educational podcast for you, and you learned quite a bit about RoboE itself. I absolutely love the game itself, and I played with it for a long time, and as soon as I get everything accomplished, I will try to put out there how many levels I've gone. But as I stated before, if you ever get stuck, please feel free to leave a comment on the podcast or under the actual RoboE app page itself on AppleViz, and leave a comment if you need a puzzle solved. Surely somebody's out there can help you with that. For 99 cents, I thought this was an outstanding game, and I really love these kind of games where you got to do a lot of thinking ahead. You got to kind of map it in your mind where everything is, where's the ring, where's the ball, where's RoboE, and there's a lot of strategy behind it too. So I love this kind of stuff. And for 99 cents, that is how much it cost, and I think it's well done, and I give kudos to the developer for this. So hopefully I got you excited enough to come and play with me with RoboE. Alright guys, my name is Anonymous, and if you'd like to join me on my Twitter, you can do so at Thomas_Domville. Last name is Domville, that's D as in David, O, M's in Mary, V is in Victor, ILLE, Thomas_Domville. I can be reached at my emails as well as anonymous@themickeyhouse.com. That's right. AnonymousAtTheMickeyHouse.com. Well, guys, I hope you enjoy this podcast, and we'll see you again. Take care. Bye-bye.